Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the first day of July this summer. Of course, July is one of the hottest months on Earth, and so our lesson is all about July being hot, hot, hot. Well, hot can mean many things. It could mean exciting or interesting as well. But we are going to be talking a little bit about the temperature this month in this lesson. So, Carolyn, I wonder maybe about what is the hottest place you have visited? What's one place you visited that was very hot?
Well, I did go to one very hot place. I went to Singapore, and I was there in February, which is winter, but I was wearing shorts and short-sleeve shirts, and I think I had to take 2 showers a day because
wow.
It was just so hot.
Well, Singapore can get very hot and humid as well. I remember for my 12th birthday, I got a little stereo, a boombox to play music, and I left it in the car in California, and it was very hot. I left it there for a couple of days, and when I finally saw it again, lots of pieces were melted. I could still use it, but it didn't look as good. So, if it can get very hot, some things might start melting. You want to be careful in hot weather. Well, we're going to be learning a lot about July in this lesson, so let's get started.
July is hot, hot, hot. Start this month with some hot July facts. Welcome to one of the hottest months on Earth, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. On July 10, 1913, the temperature in Death Valley, California reached 56.7 degrees Celsius. That's approaching the heat you need to fry an egg. Indeed, you can try doing that on July 4th, Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. Of course, you may want to beat the heat by eating ice cream. Ronald Reagan, America's 40th president, would have supported that idea. In 1984, he declared July to be National Ice Cream Month. Take your cold treat and go for a walk.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Did you know that July 1st is International Joke Day? No? Don't worry. We'll learn all about it and more really great information in today's article about the fantastic month of July. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Indeed. Indeed is an adverb. Brandy said the food here is delicious, and indeed it is. Convey. Convey is a verb. The president conveyed concern for those who had lost their homes in the typhoon. Virtue. Virtue is a noun. Some say patience is the best virtue of all. Implant. Implant is a verb. Jerry had a device implanted in his dog's neck so he could find his dog if it ran away. Your more information words are hemisphere. Hemisphere is a noun. Celsius. Celsius is an adjective. Sounds like fun. Let's begin.
Or just enjoy your ice cream while watching and enjoying Studio Classroom for now. Let's go back to the very beginning of this lesson. Right at the beginning, we see start this month with some hot July facts. Now, as I said before, hot, of course, could describe temperature, but it could also mean something interesting or exciting, something you want to learn or know more about. So what is the next sentence of our lesson, Carolyn?
Well, it starts, "Welcome to one of the hottest months on Earth, at least in the Northern Hemisphere." So this is one of the hottest months around the world, mm-hmm. if you are in the northern hemisphere.
That's right. And at the very beginning of that sentence, we saw a phrase, welcome to. Usually I think of using this phrase when you're talking about welcoming someone to a place or welcome to studio classroom. But of course you can use it in other ways when you are welcoming someone to join you in a certain topic.
That's right. So here we have welcome to the month of July. Mm-hmm. Welcome. We are just arriving. It is the first day in July. Continuing in the article, on July 10th, 1913, the temperature in Death Valley, California reached 56.7 degrees Celsius. That's a little bit warm, Gabe.
That's a little bit warm, Carolyn. That's really, really hot. Actually, that's approaching the heat you need to fry an egg. Well, I think that's one of the reasons why they call it Death Valley, California, because it does get really hot there. And indeed, you might be able to fry an egg. Now we're talking about approaching the heat you need to fry an egg. Carolyn, do you know what heat you need to actually fry an egg?
Well, it needs to be about 70 degrees Celsius in order to fry an egg or to fully cook an egg. And indeed, you can try doing just that on July 4th, Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. So there's a day for trying to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
That's right, Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. Carolyn, I don't usually think of this when I think of July 4th. Is there something else that comes to your mind when you think of July 4th?
Well, July 4th is actually a pretty important holiday in the United States. Mm-hmm. It's Independence Day, the 4th of July, and there are huge celebrations across the country.
That's right, the Independence Day, America's national holiday. But of course here, this is a lesser known holiday, Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. Let's take a look at a key word at the beginning of this sentence, the word indeed. Indeed, you can try doing that. This just means in fact, or actually, this is what you can do. So how else could you use that word?
Well, it does mean that, oh, it is true, you can do that, or maybe you should think about it. Indeed, it is the month of July. Mm-hmm. It is now July 1st, it is no longer June. But you could also move indeed to the end of the sentence. You can try doing just that on July 4th, Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. So here we have it at the beginning, indeed. You mm-hmm. might say, oh, indeed, I need to go to the store, or I need to go to the store indeed. You use it to emphasize things.
Very good. Well, of course, in every one of our lessons, we have a special time with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud, and indeed, it is time for us to visit them now. We're going to be talking about the different ways to order eggs.
Hi friends, if you order eggs in a restaurant, the server will likely ask you, how do you like your eggs?
And the answer is not well done. That's an answer to the question, how do you like your steak?
That's right. And since our lesson today mentions frying eggs, let's learn the options we have for ordering eggs.
Okay, first there is sunny side up. That's when the egg is cooked on one side only, and the yolk is still runny.
Next, my personal favorite, over easy. That's when the egg is cooked mostly on one side and a little on the other side, and the yolk is still runny.
And then there's over hard. The egg, in this case, is cooked on both sides until the yolk inside is hard.
If you don't mind peeling the shell, you can order an egg either soft-boiled or hard-boiled. The egg in both cases is boiled in the shell, the yolk is still liquid in a soft-boiled egg, and it's solid in a hard-boiled egg.
Then there's poached. That's when the egg is boiled out of the shell.
Finally, there's scrambled, which needs no explanation. 在美国，如果你去餐厅吃早餐，你想要吃蛋，点餐时必须要说明你要的是什么样的蛋。若是想吃荷包蛋，你可以点 sunny side up， 字面上是太阳的那一面在上。 这是所谓的太阳蛋，也就是只煎一面半生的荷包蛋。如果你嫌 sunny side up 太生了，你可以点 over easy， 也就是两面都要煎，但是蛋黄呢不要熟的荷包蛋，或是 over hard， 两面都要煎，而蛋黄是全熟的荷包蛋。若是想吃水煮蛋，喜欢吃熟蛋黄的人可以点 hard boiled egg， 喜欢软蛋黄的人可以点 soft boiled egg。 另外还有 poached egg， 中文翻成水泼蛋，其实就是水煮的荷包蛋。最后当然还有 scrambled eggs， 炒蛋。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, how do you like to order your eggs? There are several different ways you can try using those phrases. Think about it. How do you like to order your eggs? Continuing on, of course, you may want to beat the heat by eating ice cream. That sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Well, I think so too, especially if it's really hot outside. Go and get some ice cream. Well, let's take a look at one of the phrases in this sentence.To beat the heat. Carolyn, what does that mean when you beat the heat?
Well, if you beat the heat, then you overcome it. You win against the heat. But that means that you aren't hot anymore. You can cool down or feel comfortable.
Okay, well, is there another way that you could use that phrase to beat something? How else could you use that phrase?
Well, maybe there is a lot of traffic on your way to school or on your way to work, and you want to beat the rush. So you leave earlier when there aren't as many people.
Okay, you beat the rush. Or maybe you might say you want to beat the crowds. You go out, you go and have, I like to have lunch when there aren't as many people in the restaurants. You beat the crowds. So you can use that phrase in different ways. Now let's continue learning about ice cream.Ronald Reagan, America's 40th president, would have supported that idea, beating the heat by eating ice cream.
That's right, and we see that in 1984, he declared July to be National Ice Cream Month. So, you should eat lots of ice cream during the month of July to beat the heat.
Exactly, because everyone is celebrating it. Ronald Reagan, our former president, said that we should.Take your cold treat and go for a walk. Well, it's time for us right now to go and learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看 Celsius 这个形容词。Celsius 是指摄氏的。由于它原来是一个科学家的名字，所以注意它的 C 要大写。例如 ,the temperature dropped to 5 degrees Celsius last night.昨天晚上温度降到摄氏5度，和它相关的另外一个形容词是 Fahrenheit, 华氏的，注意它的拼法是 F-A-H-R-E-N-H-E-I-T, 注意它的 F 也是要大写。例如 The temperature now is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, 现在的温度是华氏10度。接下来我们看的是 indeed 这个副词， indeed 是指真正的或确实。例如 Molly is indeed the most unselfish person I've ever met,Molly 是真的是我所遇过最不自私的人了。Indeed 也可以放在句子的最后来加强语气。例如 ,the opportunity to interview such a celebrity is rare indeed. 访问到这样的名人的机会确实真的很难得。
It is the first day in July, and indeed, it is hot, hot, hot. We were talking about how in Death Valley, California, it has reached the temperature of 56.7 degrees Celsius, which is almost hot enough to fry an egg, which is a holiday on July 4th. You can try frying an egg on the sidewalk. Well, we have many things to learn about in the month of July, and we will do that now in the next reading for today.
July is hot, hot, hot. In some places, you might spot a larkspur, July's flower. White ones convey a happy nature, while purple ones represent first love. July's gemstone is the red ruby. This king of gems represents courage, among other virtues. According to some, soldiers used to implant rubies under their skin in hopes of gaining courage in battle. International Joke Day is July 1st, today. And who doesn't like to laugh? Take some time to tell a joke or post something funny online. After all, laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, indeed, that is true. Well, let's get back to the beginning of this section. Earlier today, we talked about maybe taking your ice cream and going out for a walk. Now, in some places, you might spot a larkspur, July's flower. So if you're taking your ice cream and walking in some places in the world, you could spot a larkspur. If you don't know what that is, well, there is a picture in your magazine on page 12. That's what a larkspur looks like, and they come in different colors.
That's right, and this is the flower for the month of July. White ones convey a happy nature, while purple ones represent first love. So, different colors of the larkspur mean different things. They convey different meanings, Gabe.
That's right, and let's take a look at that word from our word bank, convey. If you convey something, that means you communicate it. But you don't necessarily have to use words to communicate it. You could be conveying something just through your body language. Or, just like a flower, you can look at a color and it might convey something to you.
That's right. So, perhaps you smile at someone. This conveys that you are happy. Smiles mean you feel happy, and you can convey a happy attitude by smiling or maybe even waving at someone.
And just like you can convey a happy attitude, sometimes the way you stand or the way you look can convey a negative attitude as well. His look conveyed anger, or her look conveyed depression. She's not very happy.
Oh, well. We have larkspurs, and the white ones are happy, or yes, and the purple ones convey first love. So there are many wonderful things that you can think about when you see these beautiful flowers.
That's right. So we're talking about the flowers now, and we're also going to be talking about July's gemstone. July's gemstone is the red ruby. Now, if you don't know what a ruby looks like, well, of course, there's a picture in your magazine. And sometimes here on the TV, you can see it pop up behind Carolyn as well. A ruby. Now, what do we learn about the ruby, Carolyn?
Well, this king of gems represents courage, among other virtues. And we see that the ruby is referred to as the king of gems. Why is that, Gabe?
Well, the king of gems, because actually it is a very, very important gemstone. It's a very beautiful gemstone, and it can represent many virtues. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, virtue. If something has a virtue, that means it has a very special character. It is unique. If a person has virtue, that is a great thing. You want to be someone who has virtues. An example of virtue is courage. What's another example of a virtue, Carolyn?
Well, you could have courage. You could be brave. Maybe you are very strong. Or maybe you are very smart. You know a lot of things and you can share your knowledge with other people. These are very good virtues. It is also a good virtue to have morals. You know right and wrong, and you do the right thing.
That's right. Now, sometimes people say that patience is the mother of all virtues. So if you want to be a virtuous person and have good virtues, you also need to have patience. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym right now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, we read, "This king of gems represents courage among other virtues." That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase, among other. It's a fancy way of saying one of many. So, Today's sentence just means, this king of gems represents many virtues, and one of them is courage. Use this phrase when there's a list of qualities or examples, and you want to just mention one of them. For example, Amy visited museums, among other activities, while she was studying in Paris. Or, a platypus is unlike other mammals. It lays eggs, among other unique characteristics. So friends, give this phrase a try. Think of something that has lots of qualities or examples and talk about it. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. This is Liz. I'll see you again next time. Bye!
Among other things that we've been learning about today, we were just talking about the red ruby. And according to some, soldiers used to implant rubies under their skin in hopes of gaining courage in battle. We had just talked about how rubies represent courage, and this seems a little bit uncomfortable, but let's look at that word implant. If you implant something, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, it means you put something inside of something else, but it's not naturally there. It's not supposed to be that way. These days, people like to implant little devices or chips, and maybe in certain animals' skins, so that they can track where the animal goes. They implant these things. And so some soldiers would implant rubies under their skin. Maybe it would give them courage.
Maybe it did. And continuing on, International Joke Day is July 1st. Today! So today is International Joke Day. And who doesn't like to laugh, Gabe?
That's right, who doesn't like to laugh? And maybe if you missed April 1st, April Fool's Day, well, here's another chance to tell a joke or do something funny. Take some time to tell a joke or post something funny online. After all, laughter is the best medicine. Well, let's take a look at that phrase. Laughter is the best medicine. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that if you aren't feeling well, maybe you just need to laugh. Laughter can make you feel great, and a lot of times it can make you feel better, not just your emotions, like what you're thinking about, but make your body healthier.
Exactly. I think we're going to be learning a little bit more about that later this month, about laughter, so stay tuned. But laughter is the best medicine. So do something funny today or share something funny with someone else. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 convey 这个动词。Convey 是指表达或传达。例如 ,each of his poems conveys a sense of hope. 他的每一首诗都表达出盼望。或者是 Sherry conveyed her gratitude to her teacher with a lovely card.Sherry 用一张可爱的卡片对她的老师表达感谢。Convey 也指运送，例如 The furniture was conveyed by sea. 这些家具是用海运运来的。最后我们看的是 virtue 这个名词。Virtue 是指美德或者是德性。例如 One of Jack's greatest virtues is his kindness. Jack 最优秀的美德其中之一就是他的宅心仁厚。在后面的 more information 中还提到 virtue 的形容词 virtuous。Virtuous 是指道德高尚的或者是正直的。例如 Sean is a responsible, hardworking and virtuous family man. Sean 是一个认真、负责而且又正直又顾家的男人。And now let's see what our teachers are up to.
We've learned a lot about the month of July today, and today is July 1st, so it is International Joke Day. Do you know any funny jokes?Gabe, have you heard a funny joke recently?
Yes, well, here's one of my favorite jokes. A horse walked into a restaurant, and the waiter there said, "Why the long face?" Get it? A horse has a long face, but a long face can also convey that the horse is kind of sad. And so he says, why
Gabe, the long face? I think that if you have to explain why a joke is funny, it's not actually funny.
Oh, right. Well, maybe I'll work on that. Okay, well, maybe you can share a funny joke with one of your friends today, or post something funny online. We will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you.